This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, all. Yes, Lee. It's Lee Elsie. Hello, everybody. I am the official voice on Thursday from 6 to 7, which is a tremendous honor here on the USA Radio Network. Wayne comes rolling in. The second hour of the program gives you two amazing hours of radio and television, as he's on television between, the last hour of the radio and television broadcast. It would be radio and TV, wouldn't it? And he's the hottest man on the radio right now, all over the place, and I mean that truly in a radio/TV sense. So Wayne will be at you in an hour. Once again, I am Lee Elsie. You can call in. Love to hear from you. We have no guest for this hour. Sometimes I bring in a whole gaggle of guests. Sometimes we don't do it. We do it alone. We just hang out for an hour, talk about things going on around the world. Again, the number is 1-833-WAR-TALK, 1-833-927-8255. And again, love to hear from you guys this early afternoon, if you're out there on the West Coast, or early evening here if you're on the East Coast, and we could talk about a whole bunch of different things. I wanted to start out this hour with a couple of stories that I have been focused on my own show here in Connecticut, and we've been talking about these all day. You know, there's a lot going on. You got the hurricane. You've got a lot of other things we can get into, and I know Wayne always tackles a lot of the political stuff, in particular the Trump stuff, so I'll save that for him. I wanted to reach out to you guys. You may have missed this story. But this is the kind of story, two stories in particular, but one to start with. You may have missed the story about the Major Soccer League, the club which bans a Utah couple from waving the Betsy Ross flag at games. So, I was scrolling through the news feeds as I do every day, and, you know, this happened yesterday. I think I came across this one. And so I'm scrolling along, and I see this. I click on it because the Betsy Ross flag. I actually wrote a column about the Betsy Ross flag for a Connecticut newspaper, as I write a column every week for that paper. And I said, all right, let me read this, see what it has to say. And I start reading it, and I for some reason, just got infuriated because I thought, you know, this is not the America that I want to live in. So if you haven't seen it, basically what it is Betsy Ross flag. Now, you know Colin Kaepernick. This was a couple months back, July, beginning of July, if you remember. Nike was going to release a shoe with the Betsy Ross flag on the heel. And, of course, Colin Kaepernick, fashion guru, and he is the all-knowing all-seer of what is good and what is evil in the world. He put the kibosh on it, if you remember. But two diehard soccer fans in Utah. Now, if you're an American citizen, and you're a soccer fan, well, I mean, the soccer associations across this country should cherish you and bend over backwards for you, because there's not a lot of people going to soccer games. I mean, not when you compare it to what's going to football games. And I know people will probably email me and say, well, there was this many soccer. No, I get it. No, but most middle American, we don't care about soccer. Sorry. It's just the way it is. But two hardcore soccer fans in Utah, they went to a Major League Soccer game at, Real Salt Lake. And while they were there, they were asked to take down the Betsy Ross flag they were waving in the front row section in a recent match because the team dubbed the Star Spangled Banner and that star-studded flag as a symbol of hate groups. And that's basically what got me to pay, you know, up close attention to it and really take a look at it. So Randolph and Diana Scott, season ticket holders, who attended every single home game for this team, Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy, Utah. And I never heard of the stadium, never heard of the league, I'm not a soccer fan, but apparently there is one. So they came all decked out in their team jerseys, had hats. They brought a version of the original, when it went to the red, white, and blue, original Betsy Ross, 13 white stars in a circle representing the union of the original 13 colonies flag. And they were waving around in the front row. And the stadium personnel asked the couple to take the flag down because it was, well, because it was part of a hate group. And I'm like, hold on a second. So anything now, anything that came down the pike after the 14th Amendment, after Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, after the Civil War, if anything, if there's anything in history that was before that, that has to be wiped clean, according to the politically correct police that are patrolling everywhere and all at all times. So a flag, which to me represents the birth of the greatest country that ever was, now somehow in this warped sense of political correctness, in the warped minds of the left, now somehow is equal or is equivalent to racism and slavery, because that flag was flying when racism and slavery was still a major part of the country. So you could just tear everything down that was built prior to the end of slavery, right? I mean, is that what we're talking about? Is that what y'all want? You want to erase the history of the country? Erase the good, erase the bad. Erase what we're all about. Is that what you want? Because that seems like that's where we're going. Now, in this story, it takes another turn for the worse for me. Because this real Salt Lake team, which is part of the Major League Soccer organization, and it's sanctioned by the United States Soccer Federation, has a fan code of conduct. Okay? And the fan code of conduct says that no sign, visible representation, political, threatening, abusive, insulting, offensive language and or gestures, which includes racist, homophobic, xenophobic, sexist, or otherwise inappropriate language or behavior is prohibited at stadiums to preserve the safety of the games. That's in the rule. Now you tell me that flying the Betsy Ross flag breaks any of those rules. Anybody who has an ounce of patriotism in them would fight to the death about this. And what makes me sad is these people look like great people, right? And they, not that they folded, but they decided rather than cause a ruckus, they packed up the flag and put it away, right? So I feel bad because I'm sure there was a lot of pressure on them and they probably didn't want to get kicked out and didn't want to get in trouble. Maybe they're not looking for any exposure, right? They just wanted to go to the game. This is what the guy said. I just wanted to go to the game, wave the flag, and I thought it was patriotic. I didn't want to cause any hassle. I didn't want to cause any any side issues here. I just wanted to wave my flag, go to the game, watch soccer. I do it every week. So I'm thinking to myself, this is where we are in the ultra-sensitive, politically correct planet that we live on now. A man and his wife who love the sport, love the country, all decked out in red, white, and blue, with an American flag in the front row waving it. And people are saying no because they feel as though somehow that flag is racist or that flag somehow brings us back to a time and an age when this country was like so many other countries where slavery was a part of it. Was slavery obviously the worst stain on the history of this country? Of course it was. Nobody should ever argue that. If you're ever in a debate and somebody says, well, what's the worst time ever in the history of this country? Well, the worst time ever in the history of this country was slavery. Period. No question about it. It was the ugliest, it's just the ugliest time. I mean, I use a bunch of adjectives, but the bottom line is it was the most painful time in this country for everybody involved, obviously. But we've gone past that. And to me, I think we're the freest nation on the planet.
I think people come here, and they don't come here because they want to be oppressed. They come to this country because it's the greatest country ever, with the best economy and the most freedom and the most opportunity. I'm sorry I'm up on the soapbox, but these kinds of stories tick me off. I mean, what has to happen in this country to straighten these kinds of things out? Somebody wants to wave the flag at a game, and the people who run the stadium say no because the Betsy Ross flag is not what they're looking to represent? I'm sorry. To me, they would have had to drag me out of there in chains. I had to get dragged out in chains before you got me to take that flag now. That's the way I feel on this, and I feel bad about that for them, because it's just, because I'm sure that they didn't want to get in a tussle and mixed up with it, and they just probably just wanted to watch the game and didn't think anything of it. But to me, that's your First Amendment right is being squelched, and nobody, other than Colin Kaepernick and a few lunatics, think that the Betsy Ross flag is anything but patriotic. Nobody. It's impossible. It's not possible. So, all right, I know we got a couple people waiting on hold, and I promise we will get to you guys. I didn't want to force you into a minute, so hang in there. We'll get to you right after the break, give you as much time as you want. When we come back, we can talk about this or something else, whatever you like. A little later on, too, I want to talk about San Francisco. I want to talk about the NRA. I got a few other stories. I want to talk about the death penalty, too. I want to throw out that just for a little bit before we wrap it up. Like I said, I got an hour before Wayne Allen Root gets on to be here the second hour at the top of the hour. And I know you all wait for him, but he'll be here for sure. Once again, our number, easy to remember, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The most caller-friendly show in the entire country. Give us a call, put you up, get you on. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did, and I put my four kids on it. That's the ultimate testimonial, right? There's no better testimonial in the world. In the world, when you put your kids on it, right? My valuable, wonderful, priceless children are all on Liberty HealthShare. And I've saved $18,000 a year for 3 years. That's $54,000 over 3 years that I've been on it in premiums alone. And then when I got kidney stones, they took care of everything. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. The only hospital stay of my life, the only surgery of my life, Liberty HealthShare took care of me. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Starts at $107 a month for a single. Wow. Starts at $449 a month for a family. Wow. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's not a testimonial. Man, if you're not calling right now, you're nuts. You must be a liberal. 855-58-LIBERTY. Just check it out. I didn't say to join, but if you're not thinking about checking it out, if you're not thinking of switching, man, you've got problems. You've got emotional problems. You're disconnected from reality. 855-585-4237, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. Let's go right to the calls. We've got a bunch of them, so we'll go out to Long Island. Chet's been patiently waiting. Chet, you want to talk about Betsy Ross?
Yeah, well, you know, Lee, it was about a year or two ago, there was a story coming out of Sacramento, a little longer than that, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, where a few students wore the American flag to school, and they were told that they had to remove it because it was offensive towards Hispanics going to the school. And they did. They fought it, but they eventually had to take the shirts, never wear them again, and they couldn't go to school with the American flag.
Now,
Yeah,
hold on just a second. I thought that was just for the Cinco de Mayo. I thought that was that that story or
no,
was that a different
one? No, that was for the school year. You might be talking about a different story.
Okay.
But my main point here is, regardless of whether it was for Cinco de Mayo or for the remainder of the school year, every time a leftist sees a proud patriotic American showing their pride in the country, they have to tear it down. Whether it's a statue, whether whether it's the Betsy Ross flag. I mean, for God's sakes, Lee, there's one school, I don't know where it is, but you can't use the terminology manhole anymore because it offends the transgender students. Yeah. So you have to call it a general gender fluid working area. I'm serious.
I know, and it's just crazy, though.
This is the stuff we're talking about. Yeah. But Lee, the thing is, when we get offended, the conservative patriots in this here United States of America, when you got men going in the women's room, when you got men on the track field, you know about it because it happened in your backyard, competing against girls, when you have men going into the showers because they feel gender fluid, if we say anything about it because we don't like it, we get trashed, we get called racist, we could get called bigots, we get basically blasted by all sides, or homophobes, and... You know, it's just what I see happening in this country is frightening, especially in these states that are going from red to purple to, I think, eventually blue, which is what you're going to see in Texas. Because, remember, Reagan won California in the 80s. You will never see a Republican win in California again, and they just designated the NRA as a terrorist group, Lee.
And I'm going to get into that, too, after the bottom of the hour. And I've been saying this for over a year. When Texas falls, it's over. There's no coming back because there's just nowhere else to go. Where can you possibly go for those electoral college votes if Texas goes in the tubes? I mean, is there
And what a lot of people are talking about, Lee, is a lot of these people coming through the southern border right now have been put in these holding stations. Over 20,000 illegals have been shipped into Miami. Miami is turning greatly blue right now, and it's happening under President Trump. And nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, and, you know, it really worries me because I do think we are in a cold civil war right now, and I don't know what the shot is going to be heard around the world that really flares it up, but I think it's around the corner. The way that I look, the way that the left is targeting conservatives right now, eventually it's going to have to hit the fan.
Well, Chet, listen, thanks for the call. I want to try to squeeze one more in, but, well, actually, I won't have time. So, listen, Kevin in out in Long Island, if you can hang in there through the break, I promise I'll come back to you right away. Bob, same idea out in Vegas. Just hang in there. We'll go right to the phones. We won't mess around when we come back. So, if you can hang through the break, we'll go to you. Chet, you're right on the money. And, you know, it's really beginning to take effect demographically on and switching some of these states. And when Texas goes, I mean, where are you going to get those electoral college votes once that state goes blue? I mean, honestly, if California, Texas, and New York are Democrat, there's no reason to run anymore. The country has fallen. All right, listen, we got to run. We'll come back. Bottom of the hour, we'll sweep through that. Please hang in there if the phone calls, you guys want to keep them coming. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governor Roy Cooper says Hurricane Dorian's power and force has arrived in North Carolina.
We are feeling the storm's force, but it has only started. We have a long night ahead of us.
The governor, they're speaking in Raleigh now. Officials have said that parts of the state have already seen up to 9 inches of rain and isolated tornadoes. The NTSB and FBI are still investigating the deadly Southern California diving boat fire that happened just off the coast A memorial service will be taking place Thursday night in Southern California. Christy Finstead died on the boat. Her brother says,
"One of the things that we always shared with each other is that travel doesn't become adventure until you leave yourself behind. And so although she's no longer here, her spirit and her love and her vibrant energy will always be within me and every single person that she's ever got to be around."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
my doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida. Don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV. And I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Not 1 minute because of my doctor suggests I suck on their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and the night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
All right, it's Lee Elsie, and I am in the first hour every Thursday. Wayne Allen Root will be here in about 30 minutes, actually exactly 30 minutes, the hottest man in talk radio, without question, Wayne Root. Retweeted by the president, given all these accolades by the president, and before too long he'll be having dinner at the White House, I'm sure. Hey, we got to take some phone calls because there have been people on hold for a while, so I'm going to go right out to Kevin. Thanks for waiting out in Long Island, Kevin. How are you?
Can you see by the dawn's early light?
Please, thank you. Yes.
Lee, did you ever play Capture the Flag?
Yes.
It's a fine game, and let me tell you something. The desperate people who try to capture our flag that we are defending are destructive. They're desperate and destructive. We are constructive. We want to build up our nation. We want to build up our flag. We want to build up our people. And they can't accept it because they have some kind of blockage, whatever. But I digress. What I'm trying to say to you is that we will prevail, and God bless the president. Donald J. Trump. God bless America.
Kevin, thank you. Beautiful voice, man. Thanks for sharing that with us. I appreciate that out in Long Island. I will comment on this real quick because I think you're on to something with the tearing everything down and building everything up. I do believe that the left wants to get to their final, I guess, solution by bringing everybody down. And what I mean by that is they want to tax the ultra rich. They want to share the wealth of everyone and let it sort of trickle down to folks who don't have a lot. Whereby I think the right's philosophy is different. The right wants to build everybody up by giving everybody opportunity. The left just wants to give people stuff, and the right wants you to go out and get stuff. I honestly believe that, and I think Kevin was on to something by that. I honestly think that that is the mindset. That's the difference. And I'm not saying that most Democrats or most super liberals are evil. I think they're flawed. The mentality is broken. That way doesn't work. You cannot rob from the rich to give to the poor. You've got to give the poor folks the opportunity to be rich. And I think in a completely capitalistic, fair society, people who have the drive and the desire to be great and make great things and have a great life will get it. Even if they start in the most terrible situation. Even if you start with nothing behind the eight ball. If you have that desire, that work ethic, that drive to be great, you will be great. And that's why this country is great. Let's go to Bob out in my favorite city in the entire country, Las Vegas. Bob, how are you?
Pretty good.
What's happening?
I just had a comment about the vegetable supply.
Yes, sir.
If I knew where to go and get a shirt that had a vegetable flag, I would wear it every day. And not just fan.
I had one on yesterday.
No kidding.
I swear to God.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask my son where to get one because there's nobody going to throw me out of a stadium. And those people are lucky that the folks with the Betsy Ross flag showed up to their sorry-ass soccer game because I'm not a soccer guy anyway. You know, I'm all American football.
Well, hold on a second. So, hold on. Bob, where are you from?
I'm born in St. George, Utah, but I'm a first generation Mexican American.
Good for you, man. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a heavy equipment mechanic.
Fantastic, my friend. You're my new favorite caller.
Well, you know what? What I do is so instead of like that, the Democrats are doing, giving people stuff. Guys that want to learn something to make a living, yes. I show them how to do it. I don't just give them money. I show them how, like somebody said, a good guy will, instead of giving you a fish, yes. He'll give you a fishing pole so you can learn how to fish yourself.
Teach you how to fish. Yes, teach you how to fish. You can feed yourself for the rest of your life, right?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bob, what do you... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
My son got me a hat with an American flag on it, and I wear it, and I had a lot of people, including Mexicans, I mean, man, nice hat, because I think they're Hispanics. Are finally realizing that the jig's up the Democrats have been lying to them.
Oh, man, you're my new favorite caller out in Vegas. Thank you very much for listening, and don't be a stranger. Please call back. Heavy machinist operator out in Las Vegas. Now, that's a guy who probably breaks his stones every day at work, right? Just breaks his stones. Heavy machine out in the 120-degree heat. Man, I mean, the only guy worse than him is the guy with the jackhammer on the side of the road who's not in the, you know, inside the, I don't know if he's, I should have asked him if he's got the air-conditioned cab. Well, he can call back next time I'm on and tell me. Bob, thank you, man. And I've been thinking about this for a while. I have to do a website or something where we sell some patriotic stuff, including a Betsy Ross flag, because I think people want that. I had one given to me. I actually posted up on Facebook. I had it on yesterday, the Betsy Ross flag. Somebody sent it to me or gave it to me, and I appreciate that. All right, listen, we got a couple more minutes. I wanted to talk while I have this time to talk about the San Francisco and the NRA situation. So I touched on this again too this morning on my own show. Let me ask you this, and I'll broach it the same way I did today. You know, you're a hardworking American. You know, you're a doctor. You're a lawyer. You're a plumber, right? You're a teacher. And you happen to like to shoot guns, and you're a member of the NRA. Okay? You're a strong believer in the Second Amendment. Okay. So you have an NRA card in your pocket. You sign up for that, and you're part of that. Well, guess what now? If you live in San Francisco, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors has passed a resolution declaring the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. Which means that if you live in San Francisco and this resolution goes through, and you're a doctor, or you're a teacher, or you're a plumber, or you're a mechanic, or you're a heavy machine operator, you're now considered a terrorist. You're part of a terrorist organization. In a city where thousands, wait a second, tens of thousands of people are homeless, tens of thousands of people defecate on the sidewalk, use needles on the sidewalk, are aggressive on the sidewalk, make business almost impossible, where Antifa runs wild in San Francisco. Now somebody who likes to shoot guns on Saturday, believes in the Second Amendment, has a couple of kids, a puppy, backyard, white picket fence, is now a terrorist because he's got an NRA card in his pocket. You want to talk about insanity, ladies and gentlemen? That is insanity. That's insanity. And the idea that you are going to stop this crazy rhetoric by throwing out this kind of lunacy like San Francisco is doing, I mean, you're just fueling the fire. I mean, I wish I had more time to talk about this, because I'll do it next time I'm on, because this thing will stick around for a while. But I'm sorry, if you're living in San Francisco, and I think there's maybe a couple of stations that broach San Francisco market here on the USA Radio Network. If you're listening, man, you got to be just dying with what they come up with every day. It's insane. Anyway, once again, I want to come back. I want to talk about capital punishment and share some of the thoughts I have on that. And we'll do that when we come back. Wayne is, like I said, less than 20 minutes away. He'll be right here sitting in the big chair in no time flat. So stick around for that. Once again, you're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, one more segment. My name is Lee Elsie, and I do Thursdays for the first hour. Wayne gets here in just a few minutes. He'll take over, of course, radio and television. And he'll take you all the way until 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock out on the West Coast, broadcasting across the entire country. Great stations along the way in St. Louis, Oklahoma City, out in California, Las Vegas, again, the flagship, and here in Connecticut, Long Island, and New York as well. Listen, before I talk a little bit about the death penalty, I want to tell you guys about this great company, this great organization, National Medical Records Review. If you haven't called them and you have a diagnosis that either you don't fully understand or you want a second opinion on, these guys are the ones to go to. 1-800-254-8571. That's 1-800-254-8571. You can go on nationalmedicalreview.com. So what is it? Okay, well, maybe you're drowning in medical information. And I don't know. When I look at that stuff, it's like trying to read Chinese, right? So I don't know what I'm looking at half the time. And a lot of times your doctor, your personal doctor, either he's busy or you don't ask the right questions or you're embarrassed to ask. Or maybe you're embarrassed just to get a second opinion, right? You have questions about a recent diagnosis and you want to get somebody else at least to give it a second look. So, you know, you send these guys all of your medical information and, you know, they'll talk you through it. They're really incredible with it. So give them a call, 1-800-254-8571. Their staff is committed to helping you. No initial cost, no initial obligation. 20-plus years of experience from great doctors and doctors that I know. I'm telling you, these guys are fantastic. So their specialty is you. One more time, if you want a second opinion, it's as simple as that. 800-254-8571, 800-254-8571, nationalmedicalreview.com. All right, let's go. We'll go grab one call, and then we'll talk quick about the death penalty. Eric in Connecticut. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Lee. By the way, awesome column in the day about the death penalty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
And by the way, great job and kudos for filling in for Wayne. I think you're doing a super job.
Appreciate it.
You know, this whole thing with the NRA, I'd like to know why the NRA isn't saturating the airwaves with ads. You know, and challenging all this stuff. We're just sitting around with our thumbs up our tuchuses here as conservatives, and I think we're always on the defensive. And I tell you what, Lee, I'd like to see a conservative city declare Planned Parenthood a terrorist organization.
I love
it. Turn it right around on these jokers, Lee. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, thank you, brother. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant idea, Eric. I didn't even think about that out there in Connecticut. Man, okay, so flip the switch. Planned Parenthood. You're now a terror organization. You're killing babies at a record rate. I had this conversation today, and maybe we won't have time to get into the death penalty. I'll do that next time I'm on. But I had the conversation today about this very subject, about how hypocritical some folks are. I try to listen. Am I the smartest guy out there? I think I am, but probably not. But I think I'm. I think what I bring to the table, and I think most level-headed people bring to the table, is they don't want hypocrisy in their life. They believe in a certain set of standards, and they try to live by those standards. Now, some other people may disagree with the standards that I've set, but I believe in those, and I live by those. And it always befuddles me to think about a group of people who can be so against the death penalty. Right? We're to the point where here in Connecticut, the very left, they lobbied, they pushed, and they got the removal of the death penalty. Now, there were a lot of warts on the death penalty in Connecticut. It took forever to get to the culmination, et cetera, et cetera. It could have been cleaned up. So that I understand that part of it. But somebody who is going to fight for the right of a convicted mass murderer to live in a cell for the rest of his life as opposed to being put to death, and that same person who will fight for that mass murderer is okay with an 8.5-month termination of a pregnancy. They're okay with it because, well, it's the woman's body. Nobody, not one person ever, I've been doing this a long time now, not one person, not one left person on the left, not one Democrat, not one pro-abortion person has ever been able to rationalize that and explain it to me. Nobody. Not one. There's nobody. They always will deflect on that issue, and they'll never answer it. So if you're ever in a debate with somebody, and this whole subject comes up, just ask them. Say, are you pro-death penalty? And when they say no, say, are you pro-abortion? And when they say yes, you tell them to explain it to you. Explain how that makes sense, how that mental look at life makes any sense at all. Because it doesn't. How can it? I mean, if you told me, I think people should live, and I think babies should live. Well, okay. And at least you're wanting your pro-life, and your pro-life at all counts. But they never get to that point. Never. Ever. So, anyway, listen, I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I think I'll be back next Thursday, hopefully. I know Wayne is rocking and rolling. He's in the green room right now. What is it that he's taking in the green room to get ready, Chris? Well, doesn't he have that those special things he takes, the drops, the cough drops, all that stuff? He's ready. No answer. Okay, fine. All right. Listen, Wayne is next. He'll be fired up, ready to go, of course. I thank you guys all, as always, and I'll be back here next Thursday. Hopefully, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Till next Thursday, we'll see you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Truth.